The big ticket item is the district's capital levy, known as BEX 4. It would fund more than $650 million in construction and upgrades over 6 years. At the first public meeting on the levy last week, Assistant Superintendent for Operations Peggy McAvoy explained population trends are driving the agenda, specifically growing enrollment.
Over the next 10 years, we're going to have 7,000 students. When you think of right now an elementary school of 500 students, that would mean we would need to build 14 elementary schools.
McAvoy says the city's north end and southwest corner are growing especially quickly. Parents at last week's meeting pushed district officials on issues not addressed in the levy proposal, including a permanent home for gifted students and renovations at sagging elementary schools. Seattle schools will also put a $550 million operating levy before voters. The two levies together would cost the owner of a $400,000 home an extra $10 to $12 a month in property taxes. The district will hold two more public meetings on the plan. The school board is expected to vote on the final version in early November. Gabriel Spitzer, KPLU News.